Yep.
Outstanding, Noel. Are you home yet?
Yes, I am in the den. Ready.
Very good. I'll tell you what, I'm going to listen to that then and let you take over. Any other November stations, please call KCBAR at 2OEL.
Can you give me the check-ins, please?
The first one.
Oh, okay. Then, did you call any letters other than N?
Alpha.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go for the plain K's, such as KCZO, who I was just talking to.
KC2NKU, Marilyn, White Plains, New York. No questions, no comments.
Okay, Marilyn, just to make sure, it's KC2, November, Kilowatt, Uniform?
No, it's KC2NKU, Kilo Charlie 2, November, Kilo Uniform. That is correct, yes.
Thank you, Marilyn. I have you. Any other plain K's? A-K-A, K-B, K-C. Wow. I can't go on EchoLink today, so somebody is checking in. I hope there's some space there. Okay, besides Marilyn, we'll go to plain W's.
Plane? No, none of the above.
Okay, I got a nice triple, I think. So we'll take the white planes, none of the above first. Would you please give your call and your first name?
W2CH, it's Ray No, and you got the rest.
Thank you, Ray. Okay, to the one who doubled with him.
2JEK Don, was it common?
I forgot to say comments. Okay. Thank you, Don. Comment. And any more plain W's? W-A, W-B, W-C?
W-B, 2-P-P-L. No, it was
A-C-A-R. I do have my hearing aids in. I think I got it right. W-B-2, Kilo, Bravo, Lima?
No, sir. K2BAR, this is Whiskey Bravo 2, Papa Papa Lima.
Okay, Papa Papa Lima. Okay, thank you. First name?
First name here is Richard. I'm in Clifton, and I just have one simple comment.
Thank you, Richard. One comment. Okay, I must have missed some people because there's only four chickens. Anybody else who hasn't checked in yet, please call K2BAR. And this is N2OEL, operators K2BAR.
YDJ.
Okay, I just started to talk as you, YGJ, was it, K2, Kilowatt, 2, Yankee, Golf, Juliet?
Kilo, Charlie 2, Yankee, Zulu, Juliet.
You, and your first name, please.
My name is Rich, I am in Hillsdale, and just listening.
Thank you, Rich. Hello, Charlie 2, Yankee, Zulu, Juliet. Okay, next one. Okay, we'll go for the comments first. Don, W2JK.
None of the above.
Wait a minute, somebody just checked in. The station who checked in?
None of the above on there.
Okay, I doubled with somebody twice. The station who said none of the above. In there, Marilyn, Ray, Don, Richard, and Rich. The station who didn't get listed, please call me now. This is N2OEL, operator K2BAR.
It's not me, but this is K2AMI checking in for the first time.
Hi, Tony. Any comments?
I have a comment.
Okay, I got three comments so far. Don, Richard, and Tony. Anybody else who hasn't checked in?
K2ZO. No comments or questions at this time.
Thank you. Comments or questions. Anybody else?
November 1, STU Stewart. No comments or questions at this time.
Oh, Stewart, it must have been hard to get that call. I love it. N1 Stu. Okay, anybody else? By the way, Stuart, my name is Noel, so my call fits me also. Okay, top of the list will be Don with a comment. W2JK, this is KUBR.
Okay, K2BAR is W2JEK. Next Barra test session will be on Saturday, October 6th at the Ham Fest, and running up between 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. only. Classroom 123, right inside the door at the Ham Fest. Questions will contact me now or later. Back to net.
Thank you, Doc. Next on the list is Richard for the comment. WB2PL, over to you. This is K2BR.
K2BAR is WB2PL. Yes, I just picked up today this little shiny radio, and it's a QIT, and I was very much surprised that it available with this 2 meter and 1 1/4 centimeter HT for like $65. Apparently, it seems like the Chinese are competing with themselves, and they're cloning each other, and the price is really dropping fast.
Yeah, I know. I just, for 100, the Ocean, spelled W-O-U-X-U-N, supposedly, according to, that's how you pronounce it. Back to you, Richard.
Oh, I was so impressed that what I did is I went and bought the 1 1/4 2x2 9000, which is a mobile unit to use as a base. And I'm very impressed with this little gear.
Can I please ask how much the mobile cost?
I bought the mobile from Radio Mart, and I think it was $170 or something to that effect with the shipping included.
Wow, not bad. Okay, anything else, Rich, before we move on to Jim? Hey, do zero?
No, that does it for me. Thank you very much. This is WB2EPL, and I'm standing by.
Thank you, Rich. Over to Jim, K2ZO.
Hey, K2BAR. This is K2ZO. Alrighty, let's see. I had the comment, Stu, NYSTU. We'll see you tomorrow at Fairlawn, and I'll bring some stuff. We'll put some connectors on and get everything all working there on your new radio. And I just wanted to find out whether Don got the permits. I did send them to him. I didn't get them until Saturday, and sent them right out. So that's about all I had from here. Back to net. This is K2ZO.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Okay, anybody else have any comments, questions, or anything?
J-E-K.
Go ahead, Doc.
This is for Jim. I did get the permit. Thank you very much. And it's in my little yellow orange book ready to roll. Thank you. Back to that, W2JK.
Thank you. Anybody else with a comment?
2AMI with a comment.
Forgot you. Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, be assured, Noel, I didn't forget you. Hi, hi, hi. Anyway, I just want to comment, just as Jim mentioned and Don mentioned, that we are having our Bergen Amateur Radio Association Hamfest on October the 6th, Saturday, October the 6th. Time is flying so quickly lately, it wouldn't surprise me that it'll be here before we know it. It's only a couple weeks away. Also, coming up in November, on November the 11th, is the Hudson Division Dinner. This year, Barra is the sponsoring club for the Hudson Division Dinner. It'll be held at Diageo's on November the 11th, and it's a division-wide acceptance dinner for all the members of the Hudson Division, and possibly for whoever wins the new up-and-coming Hudson Division Director's election. So it'll be a great opportunity to meet everybody, meet any new elected officers, or if we have them, or our existing elected officers, which you already know. And have a nice afternoon out. It's a noontime type dinner. Further details will come along. But Hudson Division Dinner, November the 11th. Back to net.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else have any questions, comments, anything for net? Hi, Andy. K2ETM, over to you.
Okay. Fox is
K2ETN, K2ZO. Yes, if you have a couple more, no problem. The mystery boxes, of course, end up as Vera boxes. They're sold off at the meeting to raise money, and we really enjoyed them. So it worked out very well. Thank you. If you give me a call, I'll come by and pick it up. My daughter lives over by you, so it's no big deal.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
Jim, don't forget, we may have a box for the Hudson Division dinner.
That's what I was thinking of.
Physically be a door prop? Bit of it. Okay. Anybody else? Questions, comments for tonight? Okay, my two subjects for today. Did you know that almost all motorhomes have a roof that's made out of quarter-inch Luan? You think they would use half 5/8 plywood or something? No. They have underlying structures, lots of ribs. Ribs are in a pretty close spacing, from what I understand, somewhere in a foot range, a little bit plus or minus. And quarter-inch Luan on the roof, and then they put the so-called rubber roof, which is not really rubber, but a polymer, on top of that. And I didn't know that. The second topic, which I don't know if this has much to do with ham radio, but it's interesting, is braking systems on motorhomes when you're towing a vehicle. In the old days, they used to use this set, and you would adjust proportional braking of the towed vehicle with the potentiometers, match the motorhome, and you had like high, medium, and low, almost like a really graphic equalizer. So when you push a little bit, supposedly the motorhome would be slowing down at the same rate as the vehicle. Nowadays they use controls and accelerometers in the motorhome and in the vehicle behind you. It doesn't care whether you, I guess it doesn't care if you push the brake, but I think that engages the system. But what happens is, thing that sits into the towed vehicle looks the size of a bowling bag. It's computer controlled. Tony and I turned it on for the first time today, and it says hello and starts going through a self-diagnostic. It's got a battery in it. It sits up against the seat somehow, has a claw that comes out that fastens to the brake pedal, and it has a sense lead that goes to the motorhome. If anything happens, if the motorhome if the vehicle should break away from the motorhome or if the connection gets broken, it immediately throws on the towed vehicle's brakes full blast, so if it has become unhitched, it doesn't go screaming across the highway. Of course, if it's just a broken connection, you should stop because your motorhome device inside the motorhome will start screaming an alarm that the connection's broken. And if you don't stop immediately, since the towed vehicle's brakes are locked on full, you'll wear them down to dust in no time. But that, I thought, was really interesting. Okay, does anybody else have any questions, comments, anything for the net?
WB2PTL.
Go ahead, Rich.
No, the reason that they have such light weight in the roof is because I know after selling these things for about 2 years at one time, is that every customer comes up to you and asks, what does that thing weigh? And the manufacturers respond to that by thinning up as much as they can, putting in aluminum and thin sheeting to make the trailer weight lower.
Yeah, I know. I have two different gross weights. Net weights, I guess. Drag weights, supposedly. One was 20,200 and one was 21,000 something. And both of the gross vehicle weights are like basically 26,000. Somewhere, I can carry somewhere between 4,000 and 5,100 pounds. So anyways, what happens is, that has to include your gasoline, your water tank, waste tank if you have, but usually you take the water tank going into the waste tank. And what else does it include? All the stuff you put in, the driver, the passengers. Oh, by the way, what brought this whole thing up I just bought a 35-footer 2008 Hurricane with one slide, and I'm going to be a snowbird. Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments?
Glenn Hage?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question on the brake controller. What battery is that wired to? Is that wired to the car battery? And if so, what happens if you forget to turn it off when you disconnect? Is this going to drain the battery? Or will it cut itself off?
Neither. According to what we could read of the instruction manual, which is not a lot, it's called the Blue Ox. Well, it's a premium Blue Ox controller. The fuse comes from the motorhome down the wire, charges the battery in this unit, the self-contained battery unit. When we turned it on today, it says that its battery was low. It also said the motorhome battery was low. It does not connect to the towed vehicle's systems in any way on the brake portion. In other words, it comes from the motorhome in, fuse comes from the motorhome, charges the battery, and it's got a battery in this thing that's about the size of a rolling bag. However, there are four gold-plated diodes. I figured they're gold-plated because they charged me $15 a piece. And so if it's a diode and it's $15 for a 12-volt system, it's got to be gold-plated. What it does, it steers the current so that when you put on the motorhome left turn signal, then the car's left turn signal. If you put on the running lights, the car's running lights come on. If you put the brakes on, the car's brake lights come on. So it makes it legal. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have a question, Noel.
Go ahead.
You're towing the car behind this thing. It's K2ZO. You're towing the car behind this thing. You've got this controller in the car, and the controller is applying pressure to the brake pedal from this device. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, you have power brakes, and of course the power brakes in the car don't work unless the engine's running. So has this got enough force to push the brakes to make it work?
The answer would be yes, if that was the case. However, I'm not sure what's in there. I don't know if it's hydraulic or electric. I assume it's electric because I can't imagine putting a hydraulic in. However, I believe my wife's Saturn does not have power brakes. And because I've put the brakes on either way.
Oh, okay. If somebody did have power brakes, I wonder what they would do if that thing would still work. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, you could still do it. You just have to push a lot harder. All righty.
Yes, Andy, in a moment. Just because this thing is controlled with accelerometers and a computer control, I suspect it could push as hard as necessary, probably harder than a human being, up to the point where it rips the seat out for pushing again. Andy, K2ETM, this is K2BAR. Yes, Candy, go ahead. Oh, I thought you wanted to be recognized for the net.
Oh, okay. On before the switch is on maybe halfway down, if somebody fast out of an emergency type stop, we have very little time.
Yep.
Outstanding, Noel. Are you home yet?
Yes, I am in the den. Ready.
Very good. I'll tell you what, I'm going to listen to that then and let you take over. Any other November stations, please call KTBAR-H2OEL.
Can you give me the check-ins, please?
The first one.
Oh, okay. Then, did you call any other letters other than N?
Alpha.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go for the plain K's, such as K2ZO, who I was just talking to.
KC2NKU, Marilyn, White Plains, New York. No questions, no comments.
Okay, Marilyn, just to make sure, it's KC2, November, Kilowatt, Uniform?
No, it's KC2NKU, Kilo Charlie 2, November, Kilo Uniform. That is correct, yes.
Thank you, Marilyn. I have you. Any other plain K's? A-K-A, K-B, K-C. Wow. I can't go on Echo Link today, so somebody is checking in. I hope you left some space there. Okay, besides Marilyn, we'll go to plain W's.
No, none of the above.
Okay, I got a nice triple, I think. So we'll take the white planes, none of the above first. Would you please give your call and your first name?
W2CH, it's Ray No, and you got the rest.
Thank you, Ray. Okay, to the one who doubled with him.
W2JEK Don with a comment.
I forgot to say comments. Okay. Thank you, Don. Comment. And any more plain W's? W-A, W-B, W-C?
W-B, 2-P-P-L. That
was I do have my hearing aids in. I think I got it right. W-B-2, Kilo, Bravo, Lima?
No, sir. K2BAR, this is Whiskey Bravo 2, Papa Papa Lima.
Okay, Papa Papa Lima. Okay, thank you. First name?
First name here is Richard. I'm in Clifton, and I just have one simple comment.
Thank you, Richard. One comment. Okay, I must have missed some people because there's only four chickens. Anybody else who hasn't checked in yet, please call Katie Fair. And this is N2OEL, operators K2BAR.
YZJ.
Okay, I just started to talk as you, YGJ, was it? K2 Kilowatt to Yankee Golf Juliet?
Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee Zulu Juliet.
You, and your first name, please.
My name is Rich. I am in Hillsdale and just listening.
Thank you, Rich. Hello, Charlie 2. Yankee, Zulu, Julius. Okay, next one. Okay, we'll go for the comments first. Don, W2JK.
None of the above.
Wait a minute, somebody just checked in. The station who checked in?
None of the above on there.
Okay, I doubled with somebody twice. The station who said none of the above. Internet are Marilyn, Ray, Don, Richard, and Rich. The station who didn't get listed, please call me now. This is N2OEL, operator K2BR.
It's not me, but this is K2AMI checking in for the first time.
Hi, Tony. Any comments?
I have a comment.
Okay, I got three comments so far. Don, Richard, and Tony. Anybody else who hasn't checked in?
K2ZO. No comments or questions at this time.
Thank you. Comments or questions. Anybody else?
November 1, STU Stewart. No comments or questions at this time.
Oh, Stewart, it must have been hard to get that call. I love it. N1 Stu. Okay, anybody else? By the way, Stuart, my name is Noel, so my call fits me also. Okay, top of the list will be Don with a comment. W2JK, this is K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR is W2JEK. Next Barra test session will be on Saturday, October 6th at the Ham Fest, and running up between 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. only. Special 123 right inside the door at the Ham Fest. Questions will contact me now or later. Back to Ned.
Thank you, Doc. Next on the list is Richard for the comment. WB2TL, over to you. This is K2BR.
K2BAR is WB2TL. Yes, I just picked up together this little Chinese radio, and it's, QIT, and I was very much surprised that it available was this
2 meter and 1 1/4 centimeter HT for like $65. Apparently, it seems like the Chinese are competing with themselves and they're cloning each other, and the price is really dropping fast.
Yeah, I know. I just, for 100, the ocean, spelled W-O-U-X-U-N, supposedly, according to, that's how you pronounce it. Back to you, Richard.
Oh, I was so impressed that what I did is I went and bought the 1 1/4 2x2 9000, which is a mobile unit to use as a base. And I'm very impressed with this little gear.
Can I please ask how much the mobile cost?
I bought the mobile from Radio Mart, and I think it was $170 or something to that effect with the shipping included.
Wow, not bad. Okay, anything else, Rich, before we move on to Jim? K2ZO?
No, that does it for me. Thank you very much. This is WB2BPL, and I'm standing by.
Thank you, Rich. Over to Jim, K2ZO.
Hey, K2BAR. This is K2ZO. Alrighty, let's see. I had a comment. Stu, NYSTU, we'll see you tomorrow at Fairlawn, and I'll bring some stuff. We'll put some connectors on and get everything all working there on your new radio. And I just wanted to find out whether Don got the permits. I did send them to him. I didn't get them until Saturday and sent them right out. So that's about all I had from here. Back to Nat. This is K2ZO.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Okay, anybody else have any comments, questions, or anything?
J-E-K.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, this is for Jim. I did get the permit. Thank you very much. And it's in my little yellow orange book, ready to roll. Thank you. Back to Nat, W2JEK.
Thank you. Anybody else with a comment?
2AMI with a comment.
Forgot you. Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, be assured, Noel, I didn't forget you. Anyway, I just want to comment, just as Jim mentioned and Don mentioned, that we are having a Bergen Amateur Radio Association Hamfest on October the 6th. Saturday, October the 6th. Time has been flying so quickly lately, it wouldn't surprise me that it'll be here before we know it. It's only a couple weeks away. Also, coming up in November, on November the 11th, is the Hudson Division Dinner. This year, Barra is the sponsoring club for the Hudson Division Dinner. It'll be held at Piaggio's on November the 11th, and it's a division-wide acceptance dinner for all the members of the Hudson Division, and possibly for whoever wins the new up-and-coming Hudson Division Director's election. So it would be a great opportunity to meet everybody, meet any new elected officers, or if we have them, or our existing elected officers, which you already know. And have a nice afternoon out. It's a noontime type dinner. Further details will come along. But Hudson Division dinner, November the 11th. Back to Ned.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else have any questions, comments, anything for that? Hi, Andy. K2ETM, over to you.
K2ETM, K2ZO. Yes, Andy, if you have a couple more, no problem. The mystery boxes, of course, end up as Barra boxes. They're sold off at the meeting to raise money, and we really enjoyed them, so it worked out very well. Thank you.
Okay, if
you give me a call, I'll come by and pick it up. My daughter lives over by you, so it's no big deal.
Okay.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
Jim, don't forget we may have a box for the Hudson Division dinner.
That's what I was thinking of.
Is it going to be a door prize? Bit of it. Okay. Anybody else? Questions, comments for tonight? Okay, my two subjects for today. Did you know that almost all motorhomes have a roof that's made out of quarter-inch Luan? Think they would use half 5/8 plywood or something? No. They have underlying structures, lots of ribs. Ribs are in a pretty close spacing, from what I understand, somewhere in the foot range, a little bit plus or minus. And quarter-inch Luan on the roof, and then they put the so-called rubber roof, which is not really rubber, but a polymer, on top of that. And I didn't know that. The second topic, which I don't know if this has as much to do with ham radio, but it's interesting, is braking systems at motorhomes when you're towing a vehicle. In the old days, they used to use this set, and you would adjust proportional braking of the towed vehicle with the potentiometers, match the motorhome, and you had like high, medium, and low, almost like a really graphic equalizer. So when you push a little bit, supposedly the motorhome would be slowing down at the same rate as the vehicle. Nowadays, they use controls and accelerometers in the motorhome and in the vehicle behind you. It doesn't care whether you, I guess it doesn't care if you push the brake, because I think that engages the system. But what happens is, a thing that sits into the towed vehicle looks the size of a bowling bag. It's computer controlled. Tony and I turned it on for the first time today, and it says hello. It starts going through a self-diagnostic. It's got a battery in it. It sits up against the seat somehow, has a claw that comes out that fastens to the brake pedal, and it has a sense lead that goes to the motorhome. If anything happens, if the motorhome, if the vehicle, the vehicle should break away from the motorhome, or if the connection gets broken, it immediately throws on the towed vehicle's brakes full blast, so if it has become unhitched, it doesn't go streaming across the highway. Of course, if it's just a broken connection, you should stop because your motorhome device inside the motorhome will start screaming an alarm that the connection is broken. And if you don't stop immediately, since the towed vehicle's brakes are locked on full, you'll wear them down to nubs in no time. But that, I thought, was really interesting. Okay, does anybody else have any questions, comments, anything for the net?
WB2PPL.
Go ahead, Rich.
The reason that they have such light weight in the roof is because I know after selling these things for about 2 years at one time, is that every customer comes up to you and asks, what does that thing weigh? And the manufacturers respond to that by thinning up as much as they can, putting in aluminum and thin sheeting to make the trailer weight lower.
Yeah, I know. I have two different gross weights. Net weights, I guess. Drag weights, supposedly. One was 20,200 and one was 21,000 something. And both of the gross vehicle weights are like basically 26,000. Somewhere, I can carry somewhere between 4,000 and 5,100 pounds. So anyways, what happens is, that has to include your gasoline, your water tank, waste tank if you have, but usually you take the water tank going into the waste tank. And what else does it include? All the stuff you put in, the driver, the passengers. Oh, by the way, what brought this whole thing up, I just bought a 35-footer 2008 Hurricane with one slide, and I'm going to be a snowbird. Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments?
Glenn Hage?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question on the brake controller. What battery is that wired to? Is that wired to the car battery? And if so, what happens if you forget to turn it off when you disconnect? Is this going to drain the battery? Or will it cut itself off?
Neither. According to what we could read of the instruction manual, which is not a lot, it's called the Blue Ox, well, it's a premium Blue Ox controller. The fuse comes from the motorhome down the wire, charges the battery in this unit, the self-contained battery unit. When we turned it on today, it says that its battery was low. It also said the motorhome battery was low. It does not connect to the towed vehicle's systems in any way on the brake portion. In other words, it comes from the motorhome in, use comes from the motorhome, charges the battery, and it's got a battery in this thing that's about the size of a rolling bag. However, there are four gold-plated diodes. I figured they're gold-plated because they charged me $15 a piece. And so if it's a diode and it's $15 for a 12-volt system, it's got to be gold-plated. What it does, it steers the current so that when you put on the motorhome left turn signal, then the car's left turn signal. If you put on the running lights, the car's running lights come on. If you put the brakes on, the car's brake lights come on. So it makes it legal. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have a question, Noel.
Go ahead.
You're towing the car behind this thing. It's K2ZO. You're towing the car behind this thing. You've got this controller in the car, and the controller is applying pressure to the brake pedal from this device. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, you have power brakes, and of course the power brakes in the car don't work unless the engine's running. So has this got enough force to push the brakes to make it work?
The answer would be yes, if that was the case. However, I'm not sure what's in there. I don't know if it's hydraulic or electric. I assume it's electric because I can't imagine it putting a little hydraulic in. However, I believe my wife's Saturn does not have power brakes, and because I've put the brakes on either way.
Oh, okay. If somebody did have power brakes, I wonder what they would do if everything would still work. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, you could still do it. You just have to push a lot harder. All righty.
Yes, Andy, in a moment. Just because the thing is controlled with accelerometers and a computer control, I suspect it could push as hard as necessary, probably harder than a human being, up to the point where it rips the seat out or pushed again. Andy, K2ETM, this is K2BAR. Yes, Candy, go ahead. Oh, I thought you wanted to be recognized for the net.
Oh, okay. On before the switch is going to be halfway down, and if somebody passed out of an emergency type stop where you have very little time to push the pedal down, you push it down quickly. Otherwise, a normal stop would be more gentle. I had a clock running and ran the number of clock pulses when you first started the car, so that it was a normal stop, not a panic stop. And I would store that number every time the vehicle was stopped with the brake pedal was depressed. It would generate a new number, and that would be, if it was a panic-type stop, it would be very short duration there, so it would be a much smaller number. Those numbers were compared, and if it was a panic stop, the brake lights would be turned on before you got your foot over there. And we saved, about half a second or so on the average. And that's 44 feet at 60 miles an hour, so it was significant. I'm not sure whether that system was ever adopted or not. I know it was patented and so forth. I've never heard any more about it, but anyway, that was my problem.
That sounds interesting. However, both my Class B and now with this Class A, most of the time, it'll be on cruise control, so I won't be able to... it wouldn't sense when I took my foot off the accelerator pedal because I wouldn't have my foot on the accelerator pedal. I'm learning... It's being officially hooked up tomorrow, and I'll learn the ins and outs of how to use it. Right now I have so many instruction manuals. One for the motorhome, the Ford book, one for the in-motion satellite system, one for the, I guess it's a VCR and DVD player, VHS, it's in there. What I don't have is the instruction book for the radio, which is a 4x6-inch touchscreen. I still haven't figured out how to get the thing to scroll, to scan for a station. And the other thing that bothers me is there's no interior lighting when you're driving. I really would like something around on the feet and the floor so I could see things. For instance, where is my drink, for instance? I know it was down here someplace in the holder, but those I think I can easily fix. The next question for the group is, I want to put a HF antenna. I have basically wood roof. There is a couple air conditioners up there. There is a in-motion satellite system. There's a couple vents, one of them powered. Total height of the motorhome to the top of the highest air conditioner is 12'4", but that air conditioner is probably about 18 inches high, so the motorhome might be 10'6". So I'm thinking I could get an antenna up there, weaving it around so it doesn't hit things, perhaps a wire antenna of some sort, and I'm trying to figure out, number one, how to fasten it to quarter-inch luon and a rubber roof without... I'd like to really find one of those studs, but I don't know if it's going to be possible. The RV tech said, no, you can't find one of those studs. I said, well, if they're nailed in, how about using a stud finder? And he said, I think they glue them, but I've never taken one of these things apart in this particular make. So, anybody have any ideas what kind of antenna I can put? You can't put a vertical because it's going to get knocked off.
W2JEK.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, they make a tape for the Virgo Alarm companies make a tape. It's an adhesive tape. It's a copper strip with adhesive on it. Use it for windows. And I wonder if you could just put a piece of tape along the, from front to back on there, just glue it on.
I suggest that something similar for gluing 12-gauge wire right to the roof. And Mr. Joyce said that when it rains, it's going to detune the heck out of everything.
W2CPL.
Go ahead, Rich.
I don't remember what it was, but I think it was like 2007 QST. There was an article of somebody that had an HF antenna on the top of his caravan. And I agree, if you've got five...